Episcopal feast.
In the Episcopal Church, one of seven. It means it's an important day. And All Saints invites us to do a couple of things. One is, as we've been saying again and again tonight, it's a moment to remember people who have died, but particularly people who have been saints to us. In Anglicanism, we believe that we are all saints, that sainthood isn't just this like special category, but we do actually have saints, so there is a special category. But really the idea is that we are all saints, and we're going to sing this closing song that sort of gestures toward, well, just says it flat out over and over again. And so part of what we do tonight is remember people who have been saints to us, and that might mean a couple of things. That might mean people who have shown you real love or care at times when you needed it, or like through the fabric of your life in ways that were really important. Might be people who modeled something for you to help you think about, who do I want to be in the world, you know? What kind of person do I want to be? How do I want to show up when somebody else needs something the way this person showed up for me? But All Saints also presses each one of us to think about how we are saints in the world, how we are saints to other people. And so in that thinking about who has been a saint for each one of us, there's also sort of this question, you know, and what do you do with that? Where does that go? So rather than having a real sermon tonight, what I'd like to do is kind of open this up for kind of one of our regular sermon shares, which is what we do every week, and invite anyone who would like to speak briefly, about someone who has been a saint to you and what they gave you that made them saints. And maybe if you feel comfortable, or if there's something there that's easy to access, to say a couple of words about what you took from that. That's the how that sainthood lives on somehow in you. So I'm going to ask you to speak a little briefly, because it would be great to, like, we're going to be self-aware. We're going to be self-aware sharers here, because it would be great to let as many people as would like offer their brief sharings. And I also want to ask you to speak loudly, being aware that you want to make sure that everybody who's here can hear these beautiful stories that I know we're about to hear. So we'll begin in silence, and after a moment or two of silence, I'll ring the bell, and then we'll start.